Blog Talk Radio. Talk Tuesday. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, and that again was one of my favorite ReverbNation.com friends, fans, Six Dream Woody, with his friends Rick Dano and Jamie Lyle. And that song is called Blue Skies All the Time. So welcome. This is the first one-hour presentation of Talk of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, period. And remember, if you do not have a listener profile account, what are you waiting for? Create you one so you can chat in the chat room and also interact within the entire Blog Talk Radio community, the BTR community. So it's just simple. Just create your listener profile, you know, username, and then you're good to go, you know. Still excited. So we're talking about 4th of July and other exciting news that's been going on, entertainment lifestyle stories. And so feel free to call 714-409-0614 because we can talk an hour. Now I'm going to try graduated to premium where I can broadcast more than 30 to 45 minutes now, and also during primetime hours also. So I really appreciate your support, and I'm looking forward to those of you that are interested in advertising to definitely advertise, okay? So because your support is so important. And I want to shout out my longtime friend, like a sister to me, Nikki Roundtree. Her business is located on North State Street, 4865 North State Street, and you can call her at 601-213-7122. I mean, she's a romance consultant. She sells a novelty project and bake gorgeous cakes, any kind of cake you want. Just an amazing, just so proud of her, entrepreneur. Contact her. I have her her card. Matter of fact, it's on my Facebook page right now, and highlighted. So usually she sells fireworks. So if you are interested in celebrating the 4th by firing your own fireworks, heating up your own fireworks, definitely give her a call and pay her a visit. Okay, I just wanted to do that. She and I were chit-chatting earlier this morning, not too long ago, matter of fact. She was showing some eyeshadow that she had her eyeshadow looked fantastic this morning, and we were like, good night and good morning, because some people are saying good night and some are saying good morning. And I know my friends in the UK, it's brunch time, lunch time. So shout out to Philly Cortez and Party Man Perry Gorton, and my friends in Australia, my friends in Japan and Dubai and all over the world. And I chatted with Dread Days. The guys might call just to share their schedule. If not, check out their Facebook page at Dread Days, and also Dread Days Fans, and also tweet them at Dread Days. Shout out to Keaton Simon, multi-talented artist, musician, and happens to be the stepson of one of my favorite actors, Eric Roberts. Oh, I've seen an awesome email from him, and he's doing a show on July 16th in L.A., at Hotel Cafe. So I've posted a short YouTube video of his that he had shared, and on my page also. But if you're in L.A. or visiting L.A. around July 16th, be sure to go by Hotel Cafe and check him out. Maybe he'll come on as a guest in the near future. But I'm just so excited. I love patriotic holidays. I love 4th of July. You know, last Tuesday we talked about the history of 4th of July. And I would love it if some of you would call in and tell me what you're doing for the 4th of July. You're just having a big celebration or reunion or just a simple barbecue or watching fireworks or just chilling, resting. I just seen on our ABC affiliate here in Jackson, Mississippi, that most people are having simple barbecues and watching fireworks, and a small percentage, like 10%, are just chilling, trying to, you know, save that money, you know, and that's extra money. But I love patriotic holidays, and especially America's birthday, and, you know, so simple, you know, some simple grilling and just celebrating the birthday. That's what I'll be doing. My neighborhood is always blazing with fireworks and so on. But you know, I don't know. I might have a change of plans and do something more. But just enjoying the food, even though I'm watching my waistline and been exercising and working out, still will enjoy my barbecue burgers and potato salad and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? But happy birthday. Today's your birthday. Today happens to be my niece's birthday, Miss Kina Denise Gregory's 17th birthday. Nicole's birthday was a couple weeks ago on the 22nd. But today is Kina's birthday. So happy, happy birthday. Wish Kina a happy birthday on Facebook if you see her page or if you're friends with her. Wish her a happy, happy 17th birthday. She is something else. Just amazing. I love her so much. So wish her a happy, happy, happy birthday. And like I said yesterday, I have many friends and relatives who are celebrating birthdays. I'm an August baby, and my birthday is next month. And I'm super excited and just thanking the Lord for every day. Every day is definitely a blessing. Every morning is a blessing. But you know what? By upgrading and graduating to this that I'm trying out for a month, but if you, this is by popular demand, so if you all really dig the format of being able to air longer than 30 to 45 minutes, because I can air up to 2 hours. Today's show is just an hour show, a 60-minute show. But, you know, we always run out of time, so now we should not run out of time. And if you really dig it, you know, I'll stick with it, with the format. But and also capable of playing more music, and also we'll be playing more PSAs. So if you have any PSAs that you would like me to play, like, for example, animal organizations, or I have friends who are lupus advocates, and, you know, my friends that are cancer advocates. I mean, if you have PSAs that you would like to be promoted, just send them to me, email them. To Cut the Shock Entertainment at yahoo.com. KULTRESHOKENTERTAINMENT at yahoo.com. And also, those of you that have been interested in advertising, you know, you can definitely do that also. Thank you for your support and thank you for listening. So, right now, I'm going to play another song. I guess. And send music, send your press kits if you're interested in being a guest. Just whatever. Contact me, and I thank you so much for your support again. And I'm going to enter the chat room in a few, but kick off the show, like I said, playing Blue Skies all the time. And now here's Morris Mills. I'll play Round and Round. I haven't played it in a while. I have been playing it as my intro. You know, he had given me the green light to play this intro. But he is working on a lot of important projects, and right now he has a profile at Kickstarter. So like his fan page, Morris Mills Experience, and network with him and check out what he's talking about. He's looking forward to making a video, a film, in regards to his song Disarm. But here's Round and Round for those of you that really love that song. love it, love it, love it. Right before the show, again, that's Marcus Mills, Round and Round. Right before the show, I was checking out an email that I had received from NBA Daily. And they were talking about Dwight Howard, that there's not a deal on the table between the Nets and Orlando Magic. And that is good news for the Dallas Mavericks. Ow! Really? So, wow, I'm like, okay. And then there were reports that we would hear something about Deron Williams either being a Net or becoming a Mavericks no later than today. So I hope that's true also. My friend in the chat room is talking about a new law. And those of you that know, that are more well-versed on this new law than I am, concussions are very serious. Many NFL players have, you know, filed lawsuits in regards to concussions and how they affect NFL players. And my friend in the chat room is talking about how he really doesn't agree with a new law which requires athletes to that when they have a concussion, it's a must to have a doctor's note to return back to the team. And my friend is in Indiana, so it's a new law just in Indiana. Okay, because I was like, I hadn't heard of it here in Mississippi and other states, but I have heard of that talk of student athletes of it becoming a law. So it is a law in Indiana now. So my friend in the chat room, who's also a blogtalkradio.com cohort, he said that that is wasting tax money, that parents and coaches should be able to be trusted in that regard. But, you know, I parents and coaches should be trusted in that regard, but concussions are serious business, are they not? So I can understand that, but it's only in Indiana right now, so it'll probably it'll spread into other states probably, but wow. So I just wanted to share that because I thought that was an interesting subject that he mentioned in the chat room in that regards. And if you all want to talk on that, feel free to call in at 714-409-0614. Wow, I have a lot of friends in Indiana. I used to visit Indianapolis in the 90s when I had a boyfriend there. I used to visit there in the mid-90s. But, wow, Indianapolis is a beautiful city. But Jay Williams, who has been guest the past 2 Saturdays, you know, he lives in Evansville. Okay. My friend, in regards to this law where high school students, student athletes must have a note to return back to the playing field, my friend is saying that, him saying this, do politicians think we're too stupid to live without supervision? So I understand that. I mean, I'm not a parent, but I've been an avid lover of sports. I myself coached Little League football in the 90s. And so I understand completely what you're saying because coaches understand not to put their athletes, student athletes, back out on the field. But then, you know, a lot of times doctor's notes are required just to return back to school, just to return back to work. So if someone suffers a concussion, I in a way think that, okay, that is saying, well, this player, this student athlete is okay to play, you know? So, you know, of course, the parents and the coaches are competent, but then also it's just given a green light saying that, okay, the student athlete can return back to the playing field. And, you know, that could be a liability also to the school and to the school system. So I have a funny feeling that Indiana won't be the only state with this new law. You disagree with the returning to school note also. Yeah, I know what you're saying because sometimes it's, you know, yeah, that is something, an issue. But, wow, But yeah, so I'm just wondering about this Dwight Howard situation that's going on with the Nets and with the well, I'm not even going to worry about it. I just hope he becomes a Dallas Maverick. That's what is so amazing. But love and 4th of July. I'm going to switch off my switchboard so I can check out some other information for you guys. I've tweeted and I've shared info and on my pages, and I have some notes written, but I'm going to have to leave the switchboard for a minute so I can share some other information that I have, because I still don't have my MyTouch operating properly, so I think I'm going to have to get a new one. But I know the situation is I need to clear my storage data, and then it'll be working fine. But it's been taking a minute getting that straight. So, you know, I played hooky. I think all of my reasons for not being at school was always legit. You know, I hadn't just ever skipped school and just wandered off and nobody not knowing where I was at. Not that kind of shoot hooky. But I used to, when I was in school, I used to have good reasons and reasons. You know, and I think everybody pretty much needed a break or a day off. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, one of my favorite movies, when he shot hooky. So that, just talking back to my friend in the chat room. But I'm going to go ahead and look at some info that I would like to share that I don't have in front of me right now. But before that, I'll play another song. It's kind of amazing all this time. And Okereke, maybe he'll return in the near future. And this is Daydreamer.
Don't be afraid to dream up.
Love it, love it. Okiriki. You can follow him at Okiriki, and also you can friend him on Facebook also, and also his YouTube channel. That's how he and I became friends on YouTube, long-time YouTube friends. And he was a guest earlier this year, and he's been working tirelessly ever since. So definitely we'll invite him back in the near future so he can update us on everything that's been going on in his life. You know, busy husband, family man, and extremely talented, multi-talented artist. And it's Okiriki. His songs are so motivational and so inspirational. And speaking of inspiring, I bumped into one of my gorgeous, beautiful Inside and Out friends last week that I had not seen in years. And, you know, I was concerned, didn't know if he was going to recognize me or not, because I'm not a skinny mini anymore. But he did. And speaking of Mr. Darrah Anderson, and I immediately asked him about his art because he is a multi-talented artist. I'm talking about artist, painter. And I inquired about his artwork, and he said that we can visit him at his website at dandersongallery.com. So check out, I know many artists and many art lovers like myself are listening to the show right now. So, I mean, he has amazing portraits and originals and also prints available. So visit his website. Tell him Beth sent you at dandersongallery.com. And also you can check out his artwork at the Fondren Art Gallery in the Fondren community here in Jackson, Mississippi. So those of you that love the help, the community where the diner was located in, not far from the neighborhood too, where the film, some of the filming was made also. But that's amazing, amazing, beautiful, beautiful work. So check him out. Hopefully he too will be a guest in the near future, talking about his career as a successful artist and a talented artist at that. He is definitely a beautiful person. But he is definitely a talented artist. So just shouting him out, dandersongallery.com. You're going to be in awe of his work, honestly. I know that sometimes you all say, well, she's just exaggerating, but I'm not. Really, I'm not. So call me, 714-409-0614. Still have about 28 more minutes of live streaming. I'm getting the gist of doing longer than 45 minute episode. So as I am broadcasting, my mind is like flowing about how to produce future shows. All shows are one of a kind. From the premiere on March 21st, 2011, when I thought I was just going to be doing 1 to 2 shows a week, you know, on Mondays and Thursdays, but the response has been just amazing from the listening audience, and I really appreciate it because I know it can end any time. And so I really appreciate that you do take, if not time to listen to the entire episode, at least a few minutes. And, you know, whenever you miss a live broadcast, you can always listen. Or if you want to listen again to a broadcast, you can always visit blogtalkradio.com/ Kultureshock Inc. KULTURESHOKENT -Beth anytime 24/7 and listen to any previously broadcast episode, archive episode. And also there's iTunes and your RSS feed also, you know, podcast galore. So I thank you so much for just your overall support, for your constructive criticism, for your continued feedback, your continued sharing of love. And just, you know, it's important for us to, you know, just spread love and be who we are. So like I said again, I'm going to leave off the switchboard for a sec, more than a sec, so we can talk about other things in regard of celebrating 4th of July. And remember, tomorrow we will be talking about matters of the heart, love, romance, and plus America's birthday. You know, still have to talk about 4th of July and celebrate and enjoy ourselves. So I'm talking, but I'm also trying to, I might have should have stayed on my, stayed in the, on the screen. Because I might not be able to get back on the switchboard. But I hope that doesn't happen. Because it sure act like it doesn't want to take me to where I'm going. I'm speaking about my computer. So I hate for that to happen. My goodness. I should have stayed on the switchboard. Okay, I think I'm about right. I'm getting to the information. I'm like, okay, maybe I should have stayed on the switchboard. It's because the screen wanted to freeze, but there's some 4th of July info we're allowed to talk about. And there are resources here in Mississippi that you can check out. For Mississippi events, there's MississippiActiveSource.com. And also GovCoast.org/events. There's the GovCoast.org /visitors events. Jackson, Mississippi, you know, visit Jackson, .com. That's if you want to, you know, check out what's going on in Jackson in regards to not just the holiday, but just period. And I'm looking at other stuff. Also visit Mississippi.org, and you can order a tourism guide also when you check out that website. So I just wanted to share some of that. And there's also a website, July4th.org, in regards to the Boston Pops Fireworks Spectacular. And I can't wait to watch the show on NBC with Regis Philbin. We'll be hosting in the celebration in Washington, D.C. I'm looking at this now. It's the concert. But I'm looking at now National Independence Day Parade. I hope this is for this year. July 4th at 11:45 a.m., my friends in Washington, D.C. There's the National Independence Day Parade that starts at 11:45 a.m. at the Constitution Avenue and 7th Street in D.C. So I had to make sure that you're looking at the proper date and so on. But last week, we talked about so much stuff, so many facts and history in regards to 4th of July and Independence Day. So one more time, I'm going to talk about, looking at Wikipedia, Independence Day is commonly known as the 4th of July and is a federal holiday in the United States, commemorating the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, declaring independence from the Kingdom of Great Britain. Independence Day is commonly associated with fireworks, parades, barbecues, carnivals, fairs, picnics, concerts, baseball games. Mississippi Braves have a home game on tomorrow. They have a home game at Trustmore Park in Pearl, Mississippi. Baseball games, and speaking of baseball, I know this is kind of weird that I'm mentioning this. For those of you that haven't seen Magic Mike, definitely need to go see Magic Mike. The entire cast was fantastic. Those of you that know me know I'm just in awe of Adam Rodriguez. He's one of my favorite actors, and I'm just amazed at his versatility, the different type of characters that he can play. And Tito was just amazing. I love Dallas. I love Magic Mike. I love all of them. But when I first heard about this movie, I heard it through Adam, because he talked about getting a part in this movie. And so I had been anticipating for a little over a year to see this movie, and this movie is fantastic. But when I said baseball, many of you might not know, Adam could have played professional baseball. Yeah, he could have. So, hey, Google, read more about Adam, and you'll see yourself where he could have become a professional baseball player. that's a sport that he's good at. Like Prince is good at basketball. I know. It's good to know little tidbits about certain people. But family reunions and political speeches and ceremonies, in addition to various other public and private events celebrating the history of government and traditions of the United States. Independence Day is the national day of the United States of America. And a little background, because this is something we really didn't go into last week. We were talking about other things regarding the 4th of July. But during the American Revolution, the legal separation of 13 colonies from Great Britain occurred on July 2nd, 1776, when the Second Continental Congress voted to approve a resolution of independence. That had been proposed in June by Richard Henry Lee of Virginia, declaring the United States independent from Great Britain. After voting for independence, Congress turned its attention to the Declaration of Independence, a statement explaining its decision, which had been prepared by a committee of five, with Thomas Jefferson as its principal author. Congress debated and revised the wording of the Declaration, finally approving it on July 4th, a day earlier. John Adams had written to his wife, Abigail, "The second day of July 1776 would be the most memorable epoch in the history of America. I am amped to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illumination from one end of this continent to the other from this time forward forevermore." Adams' prediction was off by 2 days. From the outset, Americans celebrated independence on July 4th, the date shown on the much-publicized Declaration of Independence, rather than on July 2nd. We did talk about this last week. The date the Resolution of Independence was approved in a closed session of Congress. Historians have long disputed whether Congress actually signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, even though Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Benjamin Franklin all later wrote they had signed it on that day. Most historians have concluded that the Declaration was signed nearly a month after its adoption, on August 2nd, 1776, and not on July 4th, as it is commonly believed. In remarkable coincidence, both John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, the only signers of the Declaration of Independence, later to serve as presidents of the United States, ironically, they died. I put the ironically in there. They died on the same day, July 4th. 1826, which was the 50th anniversary of the Declaration. Although not a signer of the Declaration of Independence, but another founding father who became a president, James Monroe, died on July 4th, 1831, thus becoming the third president of Roe who died on this memorable day. Kevin Coolidge, the 30th president, was born on July 4th, 1872, and so far he's the only president to have been born on Independence Day. And yeah, last week I had gotten into different things that ways that the holiday have been observed, and I didn't really get into detail of it, but just some different things. In 1777, 13 gunshots were fired in salute, once at morning and once again as evening fell, on July 4th in Bristol, Rhode Island. Philadelphia celebrated the first anniversary in a manner a modern American will find quite familiar. An official dinner for the Continental Congress, toast, 13-gun salutes, speeches, prayers, music, parades, troop reviews, and fireworks. Chips was decked with red, white, and blue bunting. And speaking of Philadelphia, shout out to American Dreaming Magazine, editor-in-chief Brandon Davis and Chris Johnson. I am honored to be a part of you all's dream team in regards to sales and marketing. You guys visit shop.americandreamingmagazine.com. And when you place your order, especially when subscribing to 1 year subscription of American Dreaming Magazine, remember to put in your code at checkout Bethany. You know, my full name is Bethany. You know, Beth is a name that a lot of people prefer, and I like also. But be sure to put in that code also. Okay. Shout out to American Dreamer magazine and to those of you that have been exposed to the magazine, because it's awesome. I'm a longtime supporter of the Rick Foundation, American Dream, and all the work that those guys and ladies do up there in Philadelphia. And shout out to the Michael Vick of the Philadelphia Eagles also. In 1778, General George Washington marked July 4th with double ration of rum for his soldiers and an artillery salute. Across the Atlantic Ocean, ambassadors John Adams and Benjamin Franklin held a dinner for their fellow Americans in Paris. In 1779, July fell on a Sunday. The holiday was celebrated on that Monday, July 5th. In 1781, the Massachusetts General Court became the first state legislature to recognize July 4th as a state celebration. In 1783, Moravians in Salem, North Carolina, had a celebration of July 4th with intelligent music program assembled by Joanne Frederick Peter. This work was titled The Psalms of Joy. In 1791, the first recorded use of the name Independence Day occurred. And in 1820, the first 4th of July celebration was held in Eastport, Maine, which remains the largest in the state. In 1870, the U.S. Congress made Independence Day, this is important, an unpaid holiday for federal employees. And then in 1938, Congress changed Independence Day to a paid federal holiday. So it's just amazing. You all just have to check it out and read more about it. And a lot of this information we learned in school, and we just learned just period from celebrating the holiday with our loved ones also. So it's much more to discuss in regards of the holiday. I'm looking at something else now, the famous Macy's fireworks display. Usually held over the East River in New York City, has been televised nationwide on NBC since 1976. In 2009, the fireworks display was returned to the Hudson River for the first time since 2000 to commemorate the 400th anniversary of Henry Hudson's exploration of that river. And that is what Regis will be hosting tomorrow, that event. And it goes on to say that Independence Day is a national holiday marked by patriotic displays. Similar to other summer theme events, Independence Day celebrations often take place outdoors. Independence Day is a federal holiday, so all non-essential federal institutions like post offices and federal courts are closed on that day. Many politicians make it a point to appear at public events to praise the nation's heritage laws, history, society, and people. And families often celebrate. I know a lot of people have family reunions on 4th of July. Some of my best memories as a kid, going up to the reservoir. We have an area called the Ross Bernard Reservoir. And as a little girl, I have pictures. Little girl, I love going up to the reservoir, to the picnics, like Lakeshore Park and so on. And, you know, I still love the reservoir. I just haven't been up there in a minute. And also just good back home barbecues and spending time with relatives. I still love participating. As a little girl, I love participating, not big as a flea, but I used to love having like an eating contest with my uncle, especially my late Uncle Mose and his brother, who were big men, and as a little girl, I could literally keep up with them. So it used to be a blast having that eating contest on holidays like the 4th of July. That's one of my funny memories. But I love celebrating 4th of July, if it's small or big, you know, Memorial Day and Labor Day. Holidays are just wonderful, you know. Back to families have to celebrate Independence Day by hosting or attending a picnic or barbecue and take advantage of the day off. Because I know a lot of people who are just chilling. I'm just chilling on tomorrow, enjoying the day. Long weekend together with relatives, decorations, streamers, balloons, and clothing of joint color, red, white, and blue, because of the American flag. I have like a little red, white, and blue star wreath on the door. Parades are often in the morning, while fireworks display occur in the evening at such places as parks and fairgrounds or town squares. The night before the 4th was once the focal point of celebrations, marked by raucous gatherings, often incorporating bonfires as their centerpiece. In New England, towns competed to build Tyrant pyramids to steal from hogshead barrels and casks. So just different things, and I think we went over some of that last week, but just wanted to do a recap, and everyone didn't listen to the show last week, and everybody didn't listen to the rebroadcast either. So that's just something that just wanted to do a little recap about Independence Day and 4th of July. And I'm looking at something about 4th of July fireworks, and I was looking at different stories in different areas, D.C., Jacksonville, Florida, history of July 4th celebrations, 4th of July, one of the biggest shows in America. And I'm looking at some amazing patriotic images also. And some of the best spontaneous celebrations, too, that have occurred. So I'm just checking out some of the different events that happened. John Hancock was the first. John Hancock, the president of the Second Continental Congress, was the first to sign a declaration with his ornate capitals. Hancock's sprawling signature is prominent in the on the document. Since then, when people are asked for their John Hancock, they're being asked to sign their names. All 56 men who ultimately signed the declaration showed great courage, announcing independence from Great Britain, was an act of treason punishable by death. And so I'm looking at some information from FactMonster in regards to the "We hold these truths to be self-evident" Independence Day, and us compiled by David Johnson, a writer. So I was just checking all that out. So I think that's pretty much enough. I'm going to go ahead and go back to the switchboard, in case some of you decided to call in to share what you're doing for the 4th, or just to talk about some of the stories that have been breaking news. Tomorrow we'll be talking about matters of the heart, so obviously we'll be talking about more about our favorite celebs who are in new relationships or are going through breakups, you know, not to mention Tomcat, keeping Tomcat in our prayers, but also wishing Alec Baldwin and his new bride the very best in their future. And this is still wedding season, and I received an email from Mississippi Magazine where they're asking the brides to contact them in regards to making sure that they're covered in Mississippi Magazine. But we have about 8 more minutes, and I'll go ahead and conclude the show. I really thank you. Please, I welcome your advice and your feedback, and those of you that would like to be special guests and would like me to mention your work and your projects, please do. Visit me here at blogtalkradio.com. Also, like the page, Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports, on Facebook, you know. And, you know, I have a couple of my own pages also on Facebook, but like that page and interact and network on that page also. I'm about to reach my 5,000 limit at Miss Beth Nelson. I want to create a second page. And then also in regards to Mark Cosmetics, you know, I have my Mark page also. On Thursday, we will be talking about beauty and entertainment, and we'll be talking a lot about Mark Cosmetics, because that's the show that I missed last Thursday, and we had planned to talk about Mark on Sunday, but we will do that on Thursday, and it will be like a 60-minute show. So hopefully my Mark cohorts, and those of you that love Mark also and support the Empowerment Foundation, will call in. And we're just amazed. Visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com. You know, message me if you're interested. You should host a beauty bash, a Mark beauty bash, and that gives you an opportunity to have get-togethers and gatherings with your friends and family, and also get some of your favorite Mark items also. So my mother, 80 years old, she loves Mark, honestly. So, I mean, Mark geared toward young people, but also to those that are young at heart. Mark, meetmark.com. You can locate a Mark rep in your area also. So shout out to my Mark mentor and regional sales manager Kelly Gaynor. Mark mentor is Mandy Smith. They're both in Georgia. Home office is in New York City, and also there. There's another location in Cincinnati also. But shout out to all fellow, everyone in the Mark community also, in the blogtalkradio.com community. But you all just have a blast. Thank you for your support. And we'll be broadcasting tomorrow also, Still Matters of the Heart Wednesday, and also celebrating 4th of July. Again, happy birthday. And today is your birthday. Happy birthday to my niece, Kina, who is turning 17. So thank you again. Love you much.
Crazy right now, you're 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 cr
thank you again for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Okay? Love you so much. Hugs and kisses. Have a happy, happy 4th. Happy birthday, America! And much love to the entire world. Thanks. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.